From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. As you're traveling around Boise and you're shopping for the holidays, you may have noticed shop windows that have been painted with snowy trees and snowmen and bright red and green holly. We wanted to know who paints all those great scenes, so we tracked down winter window painter Elise Madison. For the past 30 years, she's been painting her cheerful winter scenes on local shop windows, and she's joining us today to talk more about what she does. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, Elise, how did you get started painting shop windows?
I grew up in Las Vegas, and my grandma and aunts painted windows. And one of my aunts actually got started in the late 1960s and taught my other aunts and grandma. And that is where I learned, is my grandma in turn taught me and also some of my aunts.
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh. So now I know there's kind of a trademark look in your family. And if you're in Las Vegas or Utah or here, you can sort of spot it. Describe what it looks like.
So our traditional trademark is it's the red kind of like decorative Christmas balls with greenery around it and ribbon. And it's also, we'll do it in different colors, different color combinations. And yes, so now there are four generations of my family throughout the West that do the window painting. And generally, yes, I can spot if I'm there in Christmas in Utah, Las Vegas, Arizona, I can spot their work as well.
That is amazing. I love that your grandmother and your aunts are doing this. That is so cool.
So yes, my grandma has since passed away, but now it is its cousins and most of my aunts have retired, but it's now us. And I have a cousin that's now taught her kids and they're doing it as well.
Wow. Okay. So how did you get started painting shop windows in Boise?
So I met my husband at BYU and transferred to BSU and graduated with a graphic design major. And that first winter here, I thought, well, I learned how to do this. And their family had some furniture stores at the time. And so I started with those. And then from there, the business has grown. And those early days were generally going door to door of businesses to see if they would want their windows painted. And since then, it's just taken off through the years, and it's now been 29 years here in Idaho.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so where, if I'm going around town, where would I see some of your windows right now?
Okay, so some of the windows that I painted, so I have several different looks. I've painted the Chick-fil-A downtown and the one on Franklin, and the Caped Banks and the Mountain West Bank downtown, as well as the Washington Federal Bank downtown and Exceed Legal Firm. And over in the Meridian side, the Gino's restaurant, that shopping center in there. And then just hit and miss, Rembrandt's, Da Vinci's, different little places all over.
Wow. We're speaking with winter window painter Elise Madison about her work around the Treasure Valley. How do you get the ideas for some of the scenes that you paint?
So, like I said, I started with the traditional, and we would have different Santa characters, elf characters. And then through the years, I know many people wanted to keep their windows up longer or didn't really necessarily want a Christmas look. So developed a look for that. And sometimes if people want a certain custom look, so it's their ideas that I will incorporate. And then some don't care what I do. And so I generally just do a traditional winter look.
How long does it take to paint one of these windows?
It all depends on the complexity of the design. For some of the trim that I do, the red and green or different colors of that, or goes pretty fast just because I've done it for so many years. So any place can take anywhere from a half hour to 8 hours to complete, just depending on the size of the business and the complexity of the design.
Wow. Okay. So I've actually seen you doing a little of the painting and you make it look just effortless. I mean, you just go zip, zip, zip. And then all of a sudden there was a tree there. It was just amazing.
Well, through the years, I've become faster because in Idaho, with the cold weather, especially this season where we've been 10 degrees cooler than normal, I've learned just to be fast. And with commercial art, it's a little bit different than if I were to paint a painting. The details working that is a little bit different. And so I have learned speed is my friend with the winter weather.
Well, and that's a good point. I mean, you're doing this outside. You're standing outside and painting the windows. So,
yes, yes.
Okay, so how many businesses do you paint in a year?
So this year, the holiday season, I painted an average of 75 businesses here in the Treasure Valley.
That's crazy. Do you only paint in the winter?
And so, no, there are a few businesses that I've done year round and more just seasonal looks or a Veterans Day or a specific holiday. But most businesses like it around the holidays, not generally throughout the year. So I just only have a few that I do year round.
Yeah, you don't do any advertising, do you?
I haven't, just because at this point I have enough that I feel like I can barely get done what I do have. And so I focus on them. And then, but I do, if people ask, I'll offer to put them on the list for the next year. Sometimes people change their mind and don't want it done for the next year. And then I can add more new business.
Well, I think it's wonderful because the scenes that you paint are so happy and festive, and it's just nice to see them on the windows. Do you get a lot of compliments?
Yes, it's a rewarding job, and it's fun to feel like you're spreading positivity and good spirit throughout this time of year. And I do, and that's my favorite part of it, is making people happy.
Well, you're definitely doing that. You send us a couple of pictures, which we're going to put up on our website so people can see some of what you do. And I love you've got a Frosty the Snowman type character, only he's decked out in a Hawaiian shirt and he's got a surfboard. I love that.
So yeah, it's fun to customize what different people like, and yeah, it's definitely an enjoyable job.
Wow. Okay. We've been speaking with winter window painter Elise Madison. We're going to post those pictures, as I said, of some of her work on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks, Elise, for giving us a behind the scenes on those winter windows.
Thank you so much for inviting me on the show.
Oh, it's been great. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. You're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.